plastic babies up.
Where were you last Saturday night when I was locked up in jail? Walking the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my bail.
Rolling my sweet baby's arms, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till mail train comes back, and roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Well, I know your parents don't like me. They turned me away from your door, and have had my life to live over. I'd never go there anymore.
Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till mail train comes back, and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Mama's a gingerbread baker, sister can weave and can spin. Daddy's got an interest in that old cotton mill, just watching that money rolling in.
Sometimes there's a change in the ocean, sometimes there's a change in the sea. Sometimes there's a change in my own true love,
but there's never a change in me. Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till the mail train comes back, and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till the mail train comes back, and roll in my sweet baby's arms.
We are the Come and Get It String Band from Issaquah, Washington, brought to you by your friendly sponsor, Come and Get It Slug Bait. We usually bill ourselves either as folk and bluegrass and just a little corn, or once in a while we bill ourselves as bluegrass in a Lutheran choral tradition.
We have a mining song.
How appropriate.
This particular mining song is about coal, though, so you'll have to use your imagination and think what it must be like for coal miners, probably different than for copper miners. But we got a coal mining song here.
Come all you young fellows, so brave and so fine, seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It will form like a habit and seep in your soul, till the streams of your blood run as black as the coal.
It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
There's many a man I have known in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away. Like a fiend for his dope and a drunkard his wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mine.
It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
I hope hope when I die and the ages will roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner at digging my bones.
It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are many and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
Come, all you young fellows, so brave and so fine. Seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mine.
Thank you.
Any Californians in the crowd? All right. This song is for you. My drifting memory goes back to the spring of 43. When I was just a child in mama's arms. My daddy plowed the ground and prayed that someday he might leave this rundown mortgaged Oklahoma farm. And then one day I heard my daddy saying to my mama that he had finally saved enough to go. Well, California was his dream of paradise that he had seen, pictures in a magazine that told him so.
California cotton fields,
where labor camps were filled with worried men with broken dreams.
California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came.
Almost everything we had was sold or left behind, from my daddy's plow to the fruit that mama canned. Yes, some folks came to say farewell and see what all we had to sell. Some just came to shake my daddy's hand. Yeah, the Model A was loaded down in California bound, but the change in luck just 4 days away. And the only change that I remember seeing in my daddy was when his dark hair turned to silver gray.
California cotton fields,
where labor camps were filled with worried men with broken dreams.
California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came.
Model A was loaded down in California bound, but the change in luck just 4 days away. And the only change that I remember seeing in my daddy was when his dark hair turned to silver gray.
California cotton fields,
where labor camps were filled with worried men with broken dreams.
California cotton fields, as close to wealth
as Daddy ever came.
I'd like to introduce these folks to you. It's a delight to be up here with you at Holden this weekend. Over on my far right, on your far left, is Jill Knutson on the guitar. Next to her is Eric Kramer on the bass. Dan Gretti on the banjo. John Stromgren at the moment on dobro, but plays a bunch of other things too that you'll see come up. I'm Mark Gravrock on the mandolin. And we'd like to invite a sixth member of the band up to join us. This is Debbie Gravrock on the viola turned into a fiddle.
There's a reason, you know, for all of those banjo jokes. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll
fly away
to a home on God's celestial shore.
I'll fly away,
oh glory,
I'll fly away.
this life had grown.
Fly away,
like a bird from prison bars has flown.
Fly away.
Just a few more weary days and then
I'll fly away
to a land where joy shall never end.
I'll fly away,
oh Lord,
I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by.
You notice a solid theological, a solid Lutheran theology of the cross running through the gospel songs like that. That's intentional. Are there any Sam Bush fans here?
Right.
I like him too. I wish I could play his stuff. But this is one of his songs. And for those of you who don't know the song, just to set it in some context, you need to put yourself into the Civil War era, and then the song will make some sense. That is the song we're on now, isn't it? Oh, good. I have heard the cannons thundering at night, and I cannot help but wondering why the rebels' cause is right. And the morphine seems to do no good at all. I would run all the way if I would not fall. And I dreamed of a rose in a Spanish garden, and I kissed you as I placed it in your hair. If I'm ever on my feet again, I will run all the way just to meet you. Joined the Southern cavalry for fun. I have rode 1,000 horses, always had a way with a gun. Now among the horseless riders lying still, swallowed up by the cause of evil's ill. And I dream of a rose in a Spanish garden, and
and I kissed you as I placed it in your hair. If I'm ever on my feet again, I will run all the way just to meet you there. And I dreamed of a rose in a Spanish garden, and I kissed you as I placed it in your hair. If I'm ever on my feet again, I will run all the way just to meet you.
Thank you. next song is called Garden Song, and I still haven't figured out if it's Woody or Arlo who wrote it. Anybody know? Anyway, I sang it at my sister's wedding once a very long time ago, so it's kind of fun to do it again.
I guess that would be a Guthrie Garden Song.
It's a Guthrie Garden Song. Guthrie
Garden Song.
Woody or Arlo.
You're in a different key than we are.
I am. I was going to be way too high.
It's so good that we communicate with each other.
I know there is a song I use a capo one. Because it's not this one.
At hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain, tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Give her love and care. Oh, crow watching from a tree, God is hungry, eye on me. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below, till the rain comes tumbling down.
Till the rain comes tumbling.
David Mallett Guthrie.
Guthrie guy.
Okay. Jill likes that song because her gardens always work.
They do.
Mine never do. I have the worst trouble with gardening. We used to live back in Iowa, and you'd think of this great, rich, dark soil that you have in Iowa. I tried to do a garden back there. Only afterward found out that when they built the house, they had scraped off all the topsoil for underneath the house, and I was trying to farm gumbo. It didn't work. We moved to Seattle, and there are trees all over our yard, and sunshine never reaches our yard, except for a few little spots. When finally we did try some gardening in a spot that got some sunshine, then it was the slugs. Now, some of you are Western Washington folks and you know about slugs. Some of you are from Minnesota and other places like that where you might have little slugs up north. But if you're not familiar with Western Washington slugs, those are huge honkers. They grow to be 6 inches long and 3/4 inch thick. They're beautiful things, but they eat everything. I have so much trouble getting my tomato plants to grow anything. They just devour everything in sight. Now, I've tried beer, and I've even tried that as a slug bait, but nothing seems to work. I don't know what to do to make my garden work. John, have you got any ideas to help me out?
Well, I know a lot of people, they try the beer route, and of course, if you're going to get beer for slugs, well, you get cheap beer, right? Well, slugs are no more interested in that cheap beer than we would be. I think what you need is the kind of slug bait that a slug would be willing to die for. You need, well, tell you what, I got a song for you. Here's what you do. If those slugs eat up your flowers, then it's time to give a yell. Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it. You can give those slugs just one more meal and send them all to well. Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it. It's a meal with slug appeal and it helps your plants to heal.
You can get it for a song. It's such a deal. What a deal.
If your slugs could have one last request, they'd all give out a yell.
Yahoo!
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
It's the bait that beats beer for better botany.
We are the Come and Get It String Band, brought to you by your friendly sponsor, Come and Get It Slug Bait. It is now being sold in the Holden Village bookstore.
Well, they paid our way over here, and so we got to put in a plug for them, you know.
Buddy's gone across the
We are doing a mix of bluegrass and folk and other things like that. Those of you that know bluegrass know that part of the genre of bluegrass is train songs. It's time for a train song.
I felt that.
Did you?
Felt the train coming?
We hadn't gotten off track.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve fills the tunnels, never falter, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's grace forevermore. As you roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with a hearty, joyous plaudit, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's grace forevermore. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's grace forevermore. In God's grace.
We have for you another train song of a rather different sort. It's not even really bluegrass, it's Kingston Trio. If you know it, sing along.
Some of you may wonder about our harmonic arrangements. Our vocal arrangements are done in the St. Olaf bluegrass style, arranged by Lester Christian.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you a story about a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket. His wife and his family went to ride on the MTA.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off that train.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Oh, Charlie,
he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury?
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul Revere.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through.
Now you citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, and get for Charlie off the MTA.
or else he'll never return. No, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie. We have for you a train song of a different sort.
Different kind, yeah.
I think we need a water glass song or something. The song we have for you is not a train song. My Lord done just what he said.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Heal the sick and he raised the dead.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on.
No, let it shine.
Shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on.
No, let it
shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Well, I know I got religion, and I ain't ashamed.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
The angels in heaven wrote down my name.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on.
Don't let it
shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on.
Don't let it
shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Oh, my Lord died on Calvary.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Shine on me.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on.
Don't let it
shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on.
Don't let it
shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Oh, but still my soul is heaven bound.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine, 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 shine on me. Shine, 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 shine on me. Shine on. Shine on me. Shine on.
Don't let it
shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Thank you.
We went one day about a month ago, have a little fun in Mexico. We ended up in a gambling spot where the liquor flowed and the dice were hot. So here we are in a Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to grow our bail. So here we stay, 'cause we can't pay. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail.
I was shooting dice raking in the dough. And then I heard that whistle blow. We started to run when a man in blue said, Senor, come with me, cause I want you.
So here we are in Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go our bail. So here we stay, cause we can't pay. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail.
$500 will set us free. I couldn't raise a penny if you threaten me. I know 500 don't sound like much. We just try to find somebody to touch.
So here we are in Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go our bail. So here we stay, cause we can't pay. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail.
Thank you. I know that Holden Village draws from all over the country. Is there anyone from here from the Red River Valley of the North? A couple of people? Either from the area of Grand Forks, North Dakota, or East Grand Forks, Minnesota, or somewhere thereabouts. Which town? Fargo. That's not far off. You got it in Fargo, too.
You got wet.
Yep. This one's for you. Mary, take the baby, river's rising. Muddy water taking back the land. Old frame house, she can't take one more beating. There ain't no use to stay and make a stand. Morning light showed water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went below the line. Things to save, you just can't take 'em with you. Flood'll swallow all we leave behind.
Start all over, cause what I felt before is gone.
Mary, take the baby, river's rising.
Muddy water's taking back my
is gone. There's just one way to leave here. Turn my back on what I've left below. Twisted farms and broken lands around me. Muddy waters changing all I know.
Hard to say just what I'm losing. Hey,
ever felt so all alone.
Mary, take the baby, river's rising.
Muddy waters taking back my home.
Well, muddy waters taking back my home.
I do hope your home fared better than that.
You're wonderful to play for. Sometimes we do occasions where, like we did a garlic festival. It was a lot of fun. It smelled good too.
We even got free garlic.
We did. People are going around looking at lots of things and looking at exhibits and listening to music and
talking and chatting.
Yeah. I'm meant to have you all here just looking
quietly
at us.
Listening.
And listening, and it's just nice. Just really special.
You mean you like it?
I do.
It's good to know.
Looking for a pot of gold. Think I'm bad and think I'm worse. I guess you know the tune. Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again. Came in on a greyhound. I'll be walking out on my own. I was just passing through. Must be 7 miles. Took my friends.
Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again.
On my way, somewhere I lost conviction, and I ran out of songs to play. Came into town, a one-night stand. It looks like my plans fell through.
Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again.
If I only had a dollar for every song I sung, every time I had to play while people sat there drunk, now I'd catch the next train back to where I live.
Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again. Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again. Stuck in Lodi again.
Thank you. close as we get to country western, so.
We have enjoyed very much playing and singing for you tonight. We'd like to close with what's become something of a theme song for us in the 6 years we've been together.
Isn't that long?
Oh, not ready yet, huh?
Not ready yet.
Time for a joke, John.
Time for a joke. The jokes make it around here, right? This place is not isolated from jokes. I know, because people come in on buses and they tell jokes. But a long one?
Yeah.
If you know, now some of you know the one about Sven and Ole in the garbage truck. If too many of you know it, I'll find something else. How many of you know about Sven and Ole in the garbage truck? It's a captive audience. Well, Sven and Ole, they decide they're going to go into the trash hauling business. They get themselves a fine old truck. Runs.
Okay, we're ready. You can stop the joke now.
So they get their truck and they go around to their neighbors. They've been putting the posters up and they're letting people know they have the trash hauling business, and the day comes and they collect all kinds of goodies that are for the dump. They got old sofas and they got TVs and they got all kinds of branches and leaves and yard waste and things. And they collect this all up, they get a good load. They get ready to take it down to the dump, and they go on to the freeway. And they get on the freeway, and they're trucking along and doing pretty well. Pretty soon, the highway patrolman comes up and pulls them over. Well, they're a little bit nervous because they don't like being pulled over by the police officer. The highway patrolman says, I'm sorry, but you need to have your load tarped. You can't go down the freeway with a load untarped because things are flying out. Well, we don't have a tarp, Sven said, but we're going to get one when we get paid, and then we'll put it on, and then we won't have this trouble here. And the officer says, I'm sorry, but I can't let you continue on the freeway here without your load tarped. You need to find something to do, or you need to get off at this exit. And well, they're upset because this is the first load, and they won't get paid if they don't make the delivery. And They're quite concerned, and Sven and Ole, they pull aside and they talk a bit amongst themselves. They think of some things, what they can do, and they come up with a plan. And then they come to the officer and they say, "Well, we have an idea." And the officer listens patiently, and he recognizes that he really can't get very far with Sven and Ole, and probably be better to just let them go with their idea and let them be on the way, and he warns them that this is just temporary measure and that they'll have to get a tarp after this one. So they take off, and they decide that what they're going to do is Sven, he lay in the back, spread eagle over the trash, and he keep everything down, see, and then Ole drive. So they take off, Sven is spread eagle over the back, doing his best to hold down the branches so that nothing sticks up and blows away. And they're going down the road, and they're coming toward the bridge, and there's two ladies walking over the bridge, and they're looking down, Lena and Inga. They're looking down at the traffic, and they see this truck come along. They see this trash truck come along. And Lena says, "Oh, Inga," she says, "look at that." She says, "What a pity. Somebody threw away a perfectly good Norwegian."
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I would let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own.
Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
In your light every day. And when I cross that divided river, I'll be happy in that home far away.
I wandered away from the straight and narrow, drifting like a ship lost at sea. No lantern to guide my weary footsteps, and Jesus answered my plea.
Oh Lord, have mercy on this poor soul of mine. May I walk in your light every day. And when I cross that divided river, I'll be happy in that home far away.
Lights are bright, no longer I'm glad. From the bondage of sin I am free. He lifts me up to the joy of salvation, and I'll live on eternally.
Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul of mine. May I walk in your light every day. And when I cross that divided river, I'll be happy in that home far away. Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul of mine. May I walk in your light every day. And when I cross that divided river, I'll be happy in that home far away. And when I cross that divided river, I'll be happy in that home far away.
Don't miss Mark Gravrock leading Bible studies. This is just a foretaste of the feast to come. So thank you very much, everyone, for coming. Yeah, lively. Thank you.